Today's daf is Becharos daf Chaf Hey. We left off on daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis at the very bottom of the page. The Mishnah on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis had quoted Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. Didn't have a cholik on Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, just Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, who we paskin like the Gemara says, that if a person shechs a Bechar, he's osa mokam bekofitz mikana mikana vitalisha sasayer. He makes space with the cleaver that he's going to use to shech the animal, and he detaches the hair from the neck of the animal, as long as he's not mazes mimukama, as long as he doesn't remove it from its place. So the Gemara discussed, what about on Yantif? Would you say something similar on Yantif? If you're shechting a regular behemoth, is this okay to do, to cut away the hair of the animal? So the Gemara had an unusual story where someone said, "Well, first go find out when he asked the Shaila, what would you hold about Yantif?" So he said, first you have to ask Rav Chananel whether the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. He came back and he said, "Yes, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam." So he says, "Ah, kinegdo be Yantif mutra. So such a thing is mutra and Yantif." So we're holding at the bottom line of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. That it's mutter to do this on Yantif, and says Rashi on the top, mishum detay meshein miskavinhu, because the whole reason that it's mutter by kachim is by a bechar is that it's a davar shein miskavin, and the halach is that a davar shein miskavin is mutter on Yantif as well. So since it's all an issue of davar shein miskavin, that's why it's going to be mutter on Yantif. So says the Gemara. So says the Gemara. Wait a second. Mi amar Rav Hachi? Does Rav really say that? That davar shein miskavin is mutter on Yantif? V'amar Rav Chiya Barashi mishmei derav mesuchraya dinziyasa asula duka biyamatova. That you're not allowed to attach a beer stopper in mesuchraya dinziyasa. You're not allowed to attach it on Yantif. And apparently that's an issue of davar shein miskavin. And yet we still see that it's usher to attach it on Yantif. So the major sugya of mesuchraya dinziyasa. You look at this one line Tosfos on the top. He writes pirashnu he says, if you look in Masech Ksubis and Masech Shabbos, I already discuss it. And there are very long Tosfos in over there, Masech Ksubis and Shabbos, about this issue of Mesuchraya Din Ziyasa. Just to make a long story short, what is Mesuchraya Din Ziyasa? So Rashi over here and in Ksubis writes that Mesuchraya Din Ziyasa is a beer stopper. It's Stimas Nekev Gigas HaShechar. They took close the hole of the barrel of beer where they take the shechar out. It's the plug of the spout of the barrel of the beer. So they close it with some type of worn out piece of cloth. So you're not allowed to attach the cloth into that hole on Shabbos. You're not allowed to squeeze it into that hole on Shabbos in Yantif because of an isra schita. The cloth is soaked. So when you squeeze it into a small area, some liquid gets squeezed out of the cloth. So what the Gemara is proving over here is that a davar shein miskavin is aser, because you're not being mechavin l'shem schita. You're not trying to squeeze out the cloth. You're just trying to close the barrel. That's all you want to do. The schita happens on its own. That's not at all one's intention when they're putting the cloth in the barrel. So Tosos over there asks, Masech Ksubis says, wait a second. Why would it be aser mitam schita? The isra of schita. What is the isra of schita? It's not one of the lamentas malachos. Where does schita come from? So Tosos points out the isra of schita is based on, it's a tolda of melabein. It's based on the yisur of libun, that the beged becomes cleaner when you squeeze out liquids from it. That's the way you launder things. You launder things when we put something in our washing machine, it first gets it very wet, and then it squeezes out the wetness from it. That's the derech of laundering. And that's only shayich by water, or by something amidi de menake, by something that's actually cleaning it out. But by shar mashkim, there would be no yisur of schito misha melabein, squeezing out other liquids, squeezing out wine or beer would not be a problem of malabin, because it doesn't even resemble laundering. Who launders in wine and beer? Anything that's malachlich as bolo, anything that soils that which it gets absorbed in, like yayin and shechar and shemen, would not be a problem of schit at all. So Tosfos asks the kash over there, by the gigas of the shechar, by the beer over here, or the barrel of wine, it shouldn't be an issur schita. There should be no din of schita at all. And Tosus brings a raya, brings many rayas over there, that it's not shayach schita mishum libun by other liquids, by shar mashkim, other than water. And his raya is the fact that throughout Shas we find several places where Chazal were gozer shema yischot, Chazal were gozer not to do things that will get a beged wet, lest you come to be sochet. But they were never gozer shema yischot when it comes to other liquids. For instance, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Bay says you shouldn't walk in water with your clothing shema yischot. Shouldn't walk through water because then you might come to squeeze out your clothing. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph says that you shouldn't take a towel to dry off because shema yischot, you might squeeze out the towel. It's in Beitza Yud Ches. You can't be tovel kelim in a mikvah because the kelim that are bnei schita, because it's going to be yavali de schita. You're going to come to squeeze out those clothing. So you see, on all of those cases, what do they have in common? Where it goes to shema yischot, it's all about water. Yet we never find shema yischot by other liquids, like in Shabbos Kuflam and Tesson Beis, that it says you're allowed to be mesani nesayayin besadinim. You can use cloths to strain out wine. The wine is going to soak the cloth. Why aren't we gozer shema yischot? So you see, you're not gozer by yayin. In Beit Adav Lamed, the Gemara says mutalifro sudar al chavis yayin. You can put a cloth over a barrel of wine. The cloth is very likely to get wet from the wine. Aren't we going to? Shouldn't we be worried about shema yischot? So again, Tos says, you see very, very clearly that we never gozer shema yischot when it comes to shar mashkim. So bottom line, says Tosos, what you see is there is no schita mishum libun when it comes to shar mashkim. So what in the world are we talking about by this mesuchraya din izyasa that we're worried you're going to plug the hole of the beer barrel with a cloth and that's going to be schita? What do you mean schita? It's beer, it's not water. So Tosos answers, the Re answers in that Tosos, that be'emes really there is an issue of schita mishum libun also by shar mashkim, but that's only if you actually do it. What we see from all these rayas that we just brought is that Chazal were not gozer by shar mashkim, that shema yischot, that you would come to do it, because it's after all not the most normal thing to do libun with these shar mashkim. However, the isser does apply if you in fact are sochet begadim, even from shar mashkim. Tos also says that they weren't gozer schita by shar mashkim in a situation where you dafka soaked the beged on purpose, because you did it al daskein, so we're not concerned that it's going to be bali de schita. But where it happens accidentally, then we are gozer. Where you're not trying to get the cloth wet, then we would be gozer shami yischot. Those are the two deos of the Re in Tosos. However, Rabbeinu Tam has an entirely different malach, and all of this is very nogeh lemaisa. Rabbeinu Tam in that Tosos says, no, the issur of schita's beged b'shar mashkim is not an Isser Mishum Libun. It's related to a different malacha entirely. It's related to the malacha of dash. Related to schita mishum dash, that it's separating one thing from the other, and it's extracting something that's going to be useful to you. So the Aruch writes that according to this, that it's schita mishum mefarik, it's mishum dash, it would only be aser when the spout where you're sticking the cloth is at the top of the barrel. Because one of the qualification in order for it to be aser mishum mefarik, to be aser mishum dash, is that which you squeeze out has to be useful to you. If whatever you squeeze out immediately is holich li'ibud, it wouldn't be a problem mishum dash. The nature of dash, the nature of mefarik, is you're extracting something that's going to be useful to you. So if the spout were on the bottom and you just stuck it in there and all the liquid that you squeezed out just fell to the ground, that wouldn't be schita mishum dash. That would not be a problem of mefarik. But if it's at the top where you stuff it in and whatever you're squeezing out just drips right back into the barrel and that's going to be part of what you drink, it's going to go right back into the barrel and become useful to you, then it would be an issue of schita mishum mefarik, schita mishum dash. That's what the Aruch points out, that it would that it would be an issue of that it has to be on the top of the barrel. But if it's on the side of the barrel, since it's halich li'ibud, it would not be aser when you're not miskavin l'kach. So says the Aruch. Why wouldn't it be aser? when you're not miskayim l'chach. He says because after all, it's even though it's a psik reshe that it's going to be squeezed out, it's a psik reshe delo nichol. It says the aruch. It's a psik reshe where you don't have the intended consequence of you're not happy. You don't benefit at all from the malacha happening. And a psik reshe delo nichol, the aruch says is mutter. Now the Ramban, the Rashba, and Ksubas write in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that if the yain is holich liibud, it's not that it's psik reshe delo nichol. No, psik reshe delo nichol is aser. Psik reshe delo nichol is not the heter over here. It's simply that it's not the shame malacha, that the malacha of dash, the malacha of mefarik, is only when it's going to end up being useful to you. If it's not going to end up being useful to you, so then it's simply not the shame malacha. It has nothing to do with psik reshe delo nichol. But that's a very, very important tosos in Shas, very famous tosos. This idea of the aruch, that psik reshe delo nichol is mutter, and the two concepts of schita mishum labein, where the limitation is that it's only on clear liquids, and schita mishum dash, where the limitation is that it doesn't apply to that which is holech li'ibud. So this is very halach l'maisa, as I pointed out, in a lot of areas. One of the areas that we've discussed in the past is when it comes to schita, using a toothbrush on Shabbos, a wet toothbrush on Shabbos. So what's the issue of using a wet toothbrush on Shabbos? So there are many issues of brushing teeth on Shabbos. With the toothpaste, you have issues of memareach, you have other issues of molid, with using a toothbrush in general. There may be issues of ovdu d'chol, other types of issues, refuah perhaps, even some of the posts can talk about. But the primary issue, the biggest problem to get around with using a wet toothbrush on Shabbos, is the issue of schita, that the bristles become absorbed with liquid, and then you're squeezing it out when you press it against your teeth. So that's what the Sri Deish has a So Rav Moshe says, so it's taka aser. You're not allowed to use a wet toothbrush on Shabbos, according to Rav Moshe. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, no, you're not allowed to use toothpaste, mimareach, you have those kinds of issues. Wet toothbrush, mutter. That's why in Israel they developed that liquid toothpaste that people use for a long time. I don't know if people still use it, but the liquid toothpaste, and that was to satisfy Rav Shlomo Zalman's shita, does not at all satisfy Rav Moshe's shita. Rav Moshe holds that it's aser. So what's the heter? So the Sri Deish is a long tshuva back and forth with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, where he tries to apply the concepts in this Tosfos. In this Tosfos of Maseches Ksuvos, he says, well, wait a second, schita mishum libun, is this really libun? It's called that you're cleaning off the toothbrush. Adrabah, when you put the liquid toothpaste on the toothbrush, that's getting the toothbrush dirty. That's not cleaning the toothbrush. The cleaning of the toothbrush is afterwards when you rinse it in the water. But that you're not squeezing. You're just cleaning it out. You're just rinsing it under the water. Probably he would hold you shouldn't manipulate it with your finger. But doesn't see it as an issue of malabim. Schita mishum mefarek. That's only if that which you squeeze out is useful. But if that which you squeeze out immediately goes down the drain or goes into your mouth and is no longer going to be useful for anything, so then lechara shouldn't be schita mishum mefarek either. Those are some of his arguments, and that you could take issue with both of those steiners. They're not 100% compelling. He also adds that it's schita b'seyar. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos schita b'seyar is not considered schita, which means that it's only considered schita midrabanan. So over here it's a psik reshe on a drabanan, and the Trumas Deshan holds that when you do a psik reshe on a drabanan, when you don't have kavanah for something, and malacha drabanan is what results, that's going to be, even if it's a psik reshe, that it's definitely going to result that that's going to be mutter psik reshe and the rabbanon. Not all poskim are thrilled with that a psik reshe and the rabbanon is necessarily mutter. That's also a major tumult in the achronim. Anyway, that is the essence of that major tosfos. Now, in general, on the issue of psik reshe, delo nichole. Well, actually, let's see a little vayter in the Gemara first. So the Gemara says, how can you tell me that Rav holds that you're allowed to remove the wool in the neck area on Yantif? Because it's a Davar Sheino Miskaven. Rav says Mesuchraidin is Isa's Asr on Yantif. Apparently, Davar Sheino Miskaven, Rav holds his Asr. Answers the Gemara by Hiyafilu Rabbi Shimon Mode. In the case of Mesuchraidin is Isa, everyone would hold that it's Asr, even if Yal Davar Sheino Miskaven is Mutter. Mutter, Da Abaye V'Rava, Da Amrit Harvayu, Mother Rabbi Shimon, P'sik Reshe, V'lo Yomus. Whenever it's a situation of P'sik Reshe, Rabbi Shimon is always going to be Moda, that it's going to be Aser. Whenever it's a definite result from your action, then Rabbi Shimon is going to be Moda, that it's Aser. So Rashi writes in Maseches Sukkah and Daflam and Gimel and Bezel, what's the Svara for Mother Rabbi Shimon P'sik Reshe? Because when you cut off the P'sik Reshe, literally means you cut off the head, V'lo Yomus, and you're unexpected to die. So Rashi writes that Rabbi Shimon is Moda, because you can't say, I wasn't having intention to kill the animal, I was doing something else, I was having intention to make a toy for my child of an animal head, because since you know that it's impossible that the animal won't die, it's nechshav shehu miskavin lekach, says Rashi. It counts as if you had kavana to accomplish this. That's the way Rashi understands Psik Reshe, that it's an extension of your kavana. Anything that you know that will definitely happen as a result of you doing this act is part of the kavana is considered as if you had kavana for that result as well. That's how Rashi seems to understand the concept of Psik Reshe. Tosfos Masechet Shabbos writes that even Rabbi Yehuda that holds Yinach Chayv on Shabbos and Davar Sheinu Miskavin Midah Raisa, because it's not Melachos Machsheves, would say Psik Reshe, you are Chayev on Shabbos midah oraisa, because also when you do something psik reshe, it's definitely considered as if you're miskavin l'totza'a. Very similar. We consider it as if you had kavana for the result because you knew that result was coming. That's how Rashi and Tosfos both seem to say. Rabbi Shimon Shkap and Shari Yosha and Shar Gimel Oschafei write that maybe you could explain a little differently. Maybe the reason Rabbi Shimon patters with the davar shein miskavin is because when you do a pu'ula and you're not miskavin for the totsa, you're not miskavin for the result that's going to come out from your pu'ula, maybe there's a disconnect between the result and your action. Maybe that result is not considered part of your action. Like when you drag a bed on dirt and you're not miskavin to be choresh, to make a hole in the ground or to dig into the ground, which could clearly happen when you drag a bed on dirt, so it's not considered like a pu'ulas charisha. It's not considered your act of charisha, even if in the end of the day it's going to actually cause charisha. But if it's something that's a psik reshe, that as a result of dragging the bed, it's vadai going to be charesh, so then it's considered like a maisa charisha gemura. You can't separate, you can no longer separate the pu'ula and the totsa'a. Then normally, davar shein miskavein cuts the cord between the pu'ula and the totsa'a, makes the totsa'a no longer relate to you. It's not an issue of whether you're mechavin. It's not that when you do it, oh, now it's considered you're mechavin. It's just that we can no longer divorce the pu'ula from the totsa'a. That's how Rabbi Shimon wants to explain psik reshe. Now on the issue of psik reshe de lo nichalei, as we mentioned before, Tosfos quotes from the Aruch that in general psik reshe de lo nichalei is mutter. So Tosfos in Ksuvus writes that psik reshe de lo nichalei, Tosfos in Ksuvus himself holds that it's aser, but it would only be aser midrabanan. And he says the same is true in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not only a Hilcha Shabbos issue. That psik reshe de lo nichalei, whenever you do anything, any avera with the psik reshe de lo nichalei, it's going to be aser midrabanan. Tosfos Shabbos sounds like that it's only on Shabbos that it would be an Isser D'Rabbanan. In Kol HaTorah Kula, it would be an Isser D'Oraisa. Because you have to remember, in Shabbos, we have a different concept called Melechas Machsheves. The focus, the intention, the kavana plays a much bigger role in Hilcha Shabbos than it does in anything else. So while in Shabbos, a davar shein miskavin that's done with a psik reshe may only be an Isser D'Rabbanan, by Kol HaTorah Kula, I don't care so much. I don't care nearly as much about your kavana, and mele might still be an isadar raisa. The Ramban writes that the Aruch is matir psik reshe de lo nichalei. Even the Aruch was only matir by melechus Shabbos, because if lo nichalei accomplishes that, it's not melechus machsheves. But by other isurim, lo nichalei would not have any effect. That's how some of the Rishonim understand the Aruch. So there's a famous Rav Elchanan and Kovit Shurim in Osi Yud Ches and Ksubis explains that the Shitas Aruch is as follows: the whole Isser of Psik Reshe is because it's considered that you're miskavin lekach. But if it's lo nichalei, then you can't call it that I'm miskavin lekach. Meaning the whole point is, the way Rashi and Tosfos understand Psik Reshe is that it's considered when I do the action, I'm miskavin for the totsa'a. But if I don't want the totsa'a, bedafka, I'm not happy about the totsa'a, you can't say that I'm being miskavin for the totsa'a. So he says the Rishonim are cholik on the Aruch and say that a Psik Reshe de lo nichalei is also aser, hold that the reason a Psik Reshe is aser is because, like we said before, that it's all considered one maisa, nothing to do with kavana. It's that the totsa'a Hatzah and the Pu'ula have to be connected to each other when one is a definite result of the other. Mele, it doesn't make a difference whether it's Nichalei or Lo Nichalei. They're all connected to each other because one is very much connected to the other. That is the comment of Rav Elchanan in Ksubas Os Yud Ches. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter, V'am Rav Chia Barashi, Yom Rav Halach Krav Yehuda, Rav Chanan Bar Ami, Amr Shmuel, Halach Krav Yishimin, Rav Chia Barav and Masim Belo Gavri, without any other rabbis brought into the picture, simply that Rav Amr Halach Krav Yehuda, Ushmuel Amr Halach Krav Yishimin. So didn't we learn explicitly that Rav says that the Halach is like Rav Yehuda, so you see that Rav must hold, like Rav Yehuda, that a Dover Shena Meskaven is Aser. So how can you tell me that Rav really holds a Dover Shena Meskaven is Mutter? Again, all this was in the context of shechting an animal in Yantif and removing the hair around the neck with the kofitz. How can you say that Rav holds a Dover Shena Meskaven is Mutter? Rav says explicitly that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Dover Shena Meskaven is Aser. So it says, Mara Eliolam Savarav Dover Shena Meskaven Aser. You're right. Rav really holds the Dover Shena Meskaven is Aser. V'tolesh lav hainu gozeis. Over here, it's a different issue. When you remove hair, that is not considered to be gozeis. That's a totally the iser of what you do with a bechor is an iser of gozeis. When you're tolesh, that's not called gozeis, and that's why he says that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam when it comes to the bechor that you're allowed to be tolesh from the area around the neck. Why in yontif is it mutter? Obiyom to find the time of the shari. Davle oker davar migidulo kila achar yad, because it's considered to be oker davar migidulo, but in an unusual way. It's kila achar yad. It's not normal to be tolesh tsemer. It's normal to be gozes tsemer. To be gozes in the normal way with shearing equipment. When you're tolesh with the kofitz with your hand, that's not the normal way of being oker davar migidulo, and mela it's not going to be a problem. So that's why Rav is matir in both the bechor case. He passes like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. And right, Rav, that was right at the beginning of the Gemara. Rav says that Allah Zakir Yossi ben Meshulam, and also in the Yomtov case. Good, that is the Shita of Rav. The Chaznish explains that by Bechor, it's not shaykh to be matir kila achar yad. Meaning the Gemara didn't say, oh, the reason it's mutter by Bechor is because it's kila achar yad. Now the Gemara saved that for the Yomtov explanation, even though it's the same act. Bechor, if it's kila achar yad by one, it's kila achar yad by the other. So the Chaznish explains very beautifully what the difference is. He says by Bechor, the Iker Isser is emerges from the fact that there's Kedushas Bechor on the animal. The animal is a Cheftza Shel Kedushas Bechor. And it's from there that the Isser Giza emanates. And therefore, anytime you're gozes, in any manner, you're over Mishum Giza. Because klape the animal, it doesn't make a difference how you did it. It's that the animal was Nigzaz. Since the entire Isser emerges from the inherent Kedusha in the animal. So that's what the Gemara has to say. Tolesh simply isn't gozes, to explain Bechor. But when it comes to Shabbos and Yantiv, where the issue is an issue of Melechas Machsheves, that the Isser emanates from the fact that we are not allowed to do Melechas Machsheves, much more Gavra oriented, much less Cheftza oriented. So any time that a person does a Melecha in a normal way, a person would do a Melecha, it would be included in the Isser. But Kilachar Yad, he's not doing a Melecha in a normal way at all. So Mel, it's not included in the Isser. Beautiful Biur of the Chazanish to explain the difference between why it is by Bechor, where we don't say the Svara Kilachar Yad, and why it is by Yantif, where we do say the Svara of Kilachar Yad. So fret the Gemara, but wait a second, Vitolish, Lavainu Gozes, is that really true? That when you're tolish, that's not called gozeis. Vatanya tolish as a knafa komtov amorto chayiv shalosh chataos. If you remove or detach smooth out the wing of a bird, you're chayiv three chataos if you do all those things. So vam Reish Lakish tolish, and the Reish Lakish explains why three tolish chayiv mishum gozeis. When you're tolish the feather, so you chayiv mishum gozeis. Kotem, when you clip it, chayiv mishum mechatech, so you chayiv mishum mechatech. Memarit, when you pluck it, chayiv mishum memachek, so you chayiv for memachek, right? Mechatech is when you cut something along a dotted line. Memachek is when you smooth something out, so you're smoothing it out from its feathers. So in all those cases, you chayiv for all those three things. But we're focused on the first one, that tolesh is mishum gozeis. How can you say tolesh is lavainu gozeis? Says Gemara, shayni knaf tahinu orchei. Now it's different when you're talking about the knaf, when you're talking about the wing of a bird, because that's the normal way to remove the feathers is bederech tlisha, not bederech geziza. Memela, it's tolish is gozes in that case. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yontif Paragimel Halacha Gimel that if a person shecht the behema on Yontif, it's mutter to be tolish the tsemer for the place of the knife in his hand with your hand by using your hand to make place for the knife, but by an oaf lo yimrot mipreshu darko v'nimtza tolish biyamtif. But by an oaf, you're not allowed to pluck the feathers because that's the derech, and it's going to turn out that you're being tolish on Yontif. So the Ramban quotes the Rambam, and he disagrees with the Rambam. He says, after you shechti, you're allowed to remove all the feathers you want for the sake of ochel nefesh. So why shouldn't you be able to remove the feathers now? The din of an oaf is the same din as a behema. Both of them, it's mutter to be tolish on yantiv because it's all part of the preparation of the animal to be eaten. It's all part of the same heter of ochel nefesh. So the Magen Mishnah writes that the Rambam learned his din from our Gemara because our Gemara says shiny knaf dahinu orche. So you see that removal of the wings of the bird, of the feathers of the wings of the bird, is asr and yantiv. It's not considered oker davar migidulu kala achra yad. Mele it's asr and yantiv. Aye, what about the fact that anyway you're going to be allowed to remove it after shechita, and therefore it's all considered ochel nefesh? So the Magen Mishnah adds, and he says, no, with the fact that kodem shechita, it's not the fact is that kodem shechita, it's not a food yet. The Gemara says behema b'chaya b'cheskas isro medes atchi yodei lechav b'men ishchita, that we always assume a behema while it's still alive is still b'cheskas isro the food. Once you know that it's been shechted, then you can start talking about it in terms of a food. So the behema is not, for all we know, this animal is never going to become hutra al yidei shechita. And therefore, it's not you can't be docha the isser yet of plucking the feathers. Only that which, but we allow you to shecht it, yeah, because that's necessary. Only that which is absolutely necessary to make it food are you allowed to do at this early stage. The plucking the feathers, you got to wait till it actually becomes a shem ochel once it already has a full shechita. He doesn't think the Ramban's comparison between before shechita and after shechita is at all compelling. So says Gemara, wait a second, umid Rav savak Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, from the fact that Rav paskens like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam in our Mishnah, it must be Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam savak Karav. It's got to be a two-way street. There must be some reciprocal relationship over here. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam probably paskens like Rav as well. So frankly, Gemara, v'savak Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam davrshen miskavin aser, we just said Rav holds the davrshen miskavin is aser. So Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, does he also hold that? Does he hold davrshen miskavin is aser? V'atanya, we have a brisa in regards to Para Aduma. Para Aduma needs to have the entire, every hair on the cow needs to be red. If there are shtei saros that aren't red, then the entire cow is possible from Parah Aduma. What if you have the following? Everything is red. Shtei saros, ikar madim, veroshan mashkir. There are two hairs on the cow that at the roots they're red, but the tips of the hairs are blackened. So is that a kashra Parah Aduma? Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam Omer, gozes bimisparayim ve'no choshesh. Cut it with a scissor. Cut the tips, the black tips off with the scissor, and then you have nothing to worry about. Then it's all going to be good. That way you'll cut off the black tips and it'll still be red. You don't have to worry about giza bekachim. So what does it sound like? Why do you not have to worry about giza bekachim? Because you're not miskavin ligzos. You're not miskavin. Giza means when you want the shearings. Over here you're having no kavana to be gozes. So that's why you're allowed to do it. So don't you see Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam holds that a davrshen miskavin is mutter against Rav. So says the Gemara, answer number one, shani para delav bas giza. No, it's not called gozes at all by a para, because a para is not a bar giza, it's not something that's the shaykh giza. Vatanya lo savur b'vchor shorcha v'lo sagus b'vchor tzonecha v'en le shor b'avod v'tzon b'giza minayin litin samar shal zeh b'zeh v'samar shal zeh b'zeh. But frankly, Gemara, no, we have a brisa that says that even though giza is something that's normally more associated with tzon, we still apply giza even to a shor and the chora to a para as well. So don't you see, right, tamalom lo savur v'lo sigos, that we see from the pasuk lo savur v'lo sigos, that we apply the concept to each other, to the shor as well, not only to tzon. So don't tell me that a par is a lav bar giza, and therefore there's no iser giza. So says Gemara. So what's going to be the explanation? Why does Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam hold that you're allowed to pluck, you're allowed to snip those two hairs? Doesn't that imply Dov Shein Miskavein is mutter, and shouldn't Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam hold like Rav that Dov Shein Miskavein is aser? Al shiny par de kachet b'de kabayis he. parah must be different because it's kachay bet kabayis, and therefore there's no isur giza. No, that doesn't work. Rav Elazar taught us explicitly that even by kachay bet kabayis there is an isur giza. And it's gemara midrabanan. That's not a real. That's only midrabanan. It's not an isur daraisa. I vayikay isur drabanan. Still, Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam holds of isur drabanan also. So how does he allow them to snip the hairs off of the parah aduma? You're violating an isur drabanan. So shiny parah de lo shchicha. They never made the isur drabanan of giza on kachay bet kabayis when it comes to a parah, because it's not shchiach that you would want to be gozeh a parah. Memela, they never included that in the isur drabanan. So says Mar v'lichla v'lifka l'chulin v'ligza v'hadu l'kdasha. We have a different etzah. Why aren't you mechalal it? Let it go out to become chulin and then be gozeh it and then be makdash it again. So you won't have the issue of giza b'kachim. Shouldn't that be the simple solution when you have the parah aduma? So says Mar d'meha yikarin. That's very, very expensive. So it's not so easy to find the money to be mechalal parah aduma. Parah aduma is a very rare thing. We've had 9 in human history. So it's not exactly something that's very common. So that to have that accessible funds to be able to be mechalal it, no good. So say it's not going to be so shaykh. So says Gemara, well, why not? We'll have a look at the Shmuel. Why don't you just rely on the sheet of Shmuel? Tamar Shmuel had to shove manashchil al shav prutu mechalal. Shmuel holds that you don't need the actual value of the money in order to be mechalal that which is hegdish. You could take hegdish which is worth a mana and be mechalal it on a shav pruta. So we're vaiter back to this kasha. Take this paraduma. It's worth $1 million. Be mechalal it on a dollar. Snip the hairs. It's not an isser of giza when you snip the hairs, and be makdish and biter. So says Mar Emer Damer Shmuel Shechililo. Shmuel says if you did it, if you were mechalel on a shavar pruta, it works. The chachila mi amar. Shmuel never says that you can lechachila do it. So all of this was within the assumption that Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam really does hold like Rav that a davar shein miskavin is aser. It's just that over here we were talking about bedekabayis, kachay bedekabayis, where it doesn't have an isser of giza mida oraisa. And the Yisro Giza Midrabanan didn't apply because it's Lo Shchiach. So says Gemara Iba Yisema, the other possibility is Rav Savalak Rabbi Yosef Ben Meshulam, Rabbi Yosef Ben Meshulam Lo Savalak Rav. That Rav Pasen Rabbi Yosef Ben Meshulam, who says Rabbi Yosef Ben Meshulam Pasen is like Rav. Rabbi Yosef Ben Meshulam is under no achrayus to Pasen the Davashen Miskavin is Aser. Just because it would fit neatly doesn't mean that he holds that way. So that's the simpler solution, less kishmak, but simpler solution. Now this idea of Shmuel is very important also in Halacha. When we have Maestros in Eretz Yisrael, so we're always mechalal it on less than its actual value. Tosfos Maseches Rosh Hashanah writes in the name of the Bahag and the Shiltos that this heter doesn't only work for hegdish or being mechalal on less than its value. It works for Maaser Sheni, for Revai, that it's, if it's shav manu mechalal shav prutot mechulal. And the Rambam says that even though Shmuel himself only allows this b'di'eved, not lechadchila, the Rambam says kvar horu hagaonim bezman hazeh, that you're allowed to do it even lechadchila, because what's going to be the point? You're gonna be mechalal on all that money. All the money's just going to go to waste. There's nothing to do with it. We have no outlet for hegdish nowadays. Days, so therefore it's mutar lechadchila, and that's what's paskin shulchan aruch yardeis and reish sadidalit sivav, that we apply this to ma'aser sheni, and we even do this lechadchila, and this is ma'asim b'chol yom in Eretz Yisrael, that that's in fact order when you buy peppers from Costco, that's in fact what we do. The idea of hekta shavaman lechilu al shav pruta mechulal, Tosfos Maseches Tmura raises the following concern. Tosfos Tmura Chav Zayin Beis quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin where there's a machlokas. Tanayim actually, Masech Sanhedrin, how many people you need to do the Shuma when you're Mechalal Hegdish? How many people do you need to do the evaluation of what it's worth when you're Mechalal Hegdish? Do you need 3 people? Do you need 10 people? But the assumption is that you're doing some sort of evaluation. Well, what kind of joke of an evaluation is it if you take Hegdish Shava Mana and you Mechalal Shava Pruta? And you say, okay, it's worth $1 million. Nah, it's worth a dollar. What do you mean? It's worth $1 million. How can you say it's worth a dollar? What kind of Shuma is that? So he says, no, maybe the whole din of Shuma is only when you pull the hegdish from the gizbar, when the gizbar is selling it. But Shmuel is talking about when a balabayis is pulled the hegdish that he himself was makdish. Maybe that you don't need any of the detailed halachos of Shuma, and that you're allowed to do on your own, and that's where you're allowed to mess up the pricing on purpose. Tereyevin is mevayer, the chilik is as follows. The difference between the bailim himself and somebody else is that the bailim could be mechal the hegdish on a shav pruta because because the whole hekdesh was chal only on his say-so, on his being matishit. So we allow him to be mechal and pachas mishavio. But someone else would have to dafka be poda b'shavio. Why? It was chal based on his word? The Bailam can always be shoel on that which he was makdishit. If he has the ability to be shoel, to undo the hektish entirely, so Mele has the ability to be poda it for pachs mishavyo. But somebody else doesn't have the ability to unhektish it in any other way other than to be poda it, so Mele we don't necessarily have to give him the right to be poda b'pachos mishavyo. That's the Turi Evan's explanation. So in one of the chuvas, I saw in Biri Adav, he quotes from chuvas Beis Yitzchak, he asks on the Turi Evan from our Gemara, if the whole reason that a hektish shav mana, that imachal shav pruta, that it works, is dafka by the Bailam, because the hektish is chal al piv, and he could always be shoel on it. Is that true of Paraduma? Paraduma is a carbon seabor. Terevin in Rosh Hashanah writes that a carbon seabor that is purchased from the Trumas Halishcha, there's no she'ela. Who's going to be shoel on it? It belongs to Gans Klal Yisrael. So if the whole svara, why hektish shav mana, you're allowed to be mechal shav pruta, it's because it's din in the Bailim, and since the Bailim was one that's makdish, he always could be shoel if he wants. So since he could always be shoel, we allow him to be pulled down pachs mishavyo. What are you talking about? By Paraduma, the whole discussion shouldn't begin. And here our Gemara says explicitly this concept when it comes to Paraduma. A very, very strong kasha against that Turi Evan. Okay, vayter the Gemara, the two dots now. So, says the Gemara, v'toli shaseir b'lvad shlo yazizenu mimekomo. The Mishnah said you could detach the hair as long as you don't remove it from its place. Amar avashi amar shlaka shlo shonu el biyad. You can only detach it with your hand. Avol b'kli asu. You're not allowed to use a kli to detach it. In fact, the Gemara, what are you talking about? That's not what the Mishnah said. V'aktani osem makom b'kofitz. Mikan amikan. Says that you make a place with the kofitz. Answers the Gemara, t'ni likofitz. Don't make a place using the kofitz, make a place for the cleaver that you're going to shuck the animal with. But how do you do it? With your hands. V'chein tolich haseir liros mum. And the Mishnah said you can also remove hair to be able to look at a mum, to see if it's a bal mum, to show it to a chacham. So you buy a l'chadchila b'diavid. Is this a din l'chadchila or a din b'diavid? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Tashma, Tzemer, Mesubach Boz, and Rabbi Yosef ben Mishalom Omer, Tol Shol Maras Mumo. You have knotted wool around the ear, so Rabbi Yosef ben Mishalom says you could be tolesh and show the mum. Shema minah l'chadchila, shema minah. So he says explicitly, that's what you should do. You should be tolesh. Amar Rabbi Yafin and Ami Tanina, v'chein ha-tolesh ha-saseir liros makom mum. The Mishnah says v'chein when it talks about being tolesh to show a mum. My v'chein, what's the v'chein? What's the parallel we're drawing between being tolish to make room for the cleaver to cut and to show the mum? Ilem shalei azizu es makomo. If you say the v'chein is trying to tell me not to remove it from its place, hasho mashochei tishchitasu muchachas alavlo yazizanu liros makom mum mibayi. Meaning if even by shochet, where it's obvious why you're doing it, it's right, so clear, you're right about to shacht it, and even then we say we're concerned, you shouldn't be mazes mimakomo, that it shouldn't look bad. So of course, when you're doing it to show a mum, you shouldn't be mazes mimakomo, so it shouldn't look bad. Elalav. So what's the v'chein there for then? What's the v'chein there for? Elalav atolish. Shema mina lechadchila shema mina. It's telling me that v'chein, just like you can be tolish and you should be tolish for the shchita, so you're tolish for the mum as well. That it's a din lechadchila and it's not a din b'diavet. Okay, new Mishnah. Seyar b'chor balmum shenashar. Let's say you have hair of a b'chor balmum that had become detached v'inichu b'chalon while the b'chor was alive, right? And you left the hair in the window. You just put it somewhere, put it away. Va'achar kach shachto, and then you shechted the animal. So Akavi ben Malal al-Matir. Akavi ben Malal says there's no isra of using that little piece of wool that was cut off while the animal was alive. A kohen is allowed to get hana from that. The chachamim osrin, but the chachamim say it's aser. Div Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's presentation of the two opinions. Why do the chachamim say it's aser? So not midaraisa. Says Rashi, it's all din midrabanan. The sharis semer and the sharis mechayim asi l'shuyil b'chor k'de shetashir semer kol sha'a. If we were to allow you to use the semer that had come off while it was alive, so you'll end up leaving the b'chor around in order to always remove tzemer from it. You can end up doing giza and avoda with the animal. And there is an iser of giza v'avoda. So when you tolish the seyar, we don't allow you to use it lest you could be enticed to leave it around. That is Rabbi Yehuda's presentation of the machlokas. Omla Rabbi Yossi lo b'zahitar Akav ben Malalel. That's not where Akav ben Malalel is not matir in that case. El seir balmum shenashar v'inichu b'chalon. If you have seir of a balmum that was detached and you put it in a window v'achar kach meis and then it died, b'zah Akav ben Malalel matir v'cham mosrin. In that situation, Akav ben Malalel not then you shechted it. Then it died. In that situation, Akav ben Malalel is matir and the Chum say it's aser. Semer hamaduldol bebuchar, if you have a dangling semer from a buchar, so eshe nirei magiza mutar, veshe nirei magiza asr. That which seems like it's still part of the general shearing of the rest of the animal is going to be mutar. That which is not part of the general shearing of the rest of the animal is going to be asr. So it's meaning it's very clear that it's separate from the rest of the giza, so it's as if it has been detached entirely prior to the shechita, and we're assuming like the Rabbanan, who disagree with Akavya, that that would be asr, meaning that that midi Rabbanan would be an isr. That any giza that came off before the animal died would be usher because of that gezerah that they made, lest you keep the animal around. But bottom line is, we have a machlokas tanaim, what the machlokas tanaim is. In what case do you have a machlokas tanaim? Is it in a case where you have the bechor balmum that the hair was removed and then you shechted it? Or is it a case of bechor balmum that the hair was removed and then the animal died? So Rabbi Yossi says it can't be a case where you shechted it, that Akavya was matir. It has to dafka be in a case where it died. So it says Gemara Mechal da Asar. What does Rabbi Yossi mean to say that if you shechted it, then Akavya would hold that it's Asar? That that's not lo bazeh hiter Akavya. That it's for sure going to be Asar. Hashta b'meis shari. If even when it dies, it's mutter shechta mibayi. I mean, if Akavya is going to hold that it's mutter when it dies, then of course when you shecht it, it should be mutter. But when you shecht the tzemer mechuberbo is mutter. The tzemer that's attached to it is mutter. So when that which is munach b'chalon should for sure be mutter. When it dies, the tzemer that's mechuberbo is aser because it requires kavura. So I understand you can be more machmir when it dies, not more mekil. So it doesn't make sense. The comment doesn't make sense. So it says Mara Ella lo b'zehit Akavya v'cham mosrin. No, what he meant to say is this is not the case where Akavya is matir and the cham maser. This is not the case where there's a machlokas. Rather, what is it b'shachtu divrei akol shari? Because in fact, when you shecht it, everyone would hold its mutter. Not everyone would hold its aser. Everyone would hold its mutter. Ki pligi b'meis. They only argue when it died. Amar be'asir Rabbi shlokish machlokas b'shitiru mumcha. The machlokas is only if a mumcha was matir. The marsav gazrinon dil masi l'shuyeh. Umarsav lo gazrinon. They argue whether you make such a gezerah that you're going to come to leave it around. But if a mumcha is never matirit, then everyone's going to say it's aser. Because it's like a tam, and by a tam, it's not considered a balmum yet if a mumcha was a matir. And by a tam, a kavya is going to be moda. Mas Rav Sheish is bali mumin asurin bekolshu. That if it's meaning if you have a balmum, it's mixed in with 1,000 tamimim, all of them are asur l'mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yevaker. Rabbi Yossi says, what do you mean? If you want to use one of the animals that got mixed together, be mevaker it. Check it for mumin. If it doesn't have a mum, you could use it. Vavinim ba ma yevaker. And we ask, what does he mean by yevaker? Ilim de balmum hu velishkalei. So if he means that, just see if it's a balmum and then you'll be able to use it. Mechal Tanakama Amar Lav. Well, Tanakama says that's no good. You check the animal up and down. You see it doesn't have a mum. Why wouldn't you be allowed to use it? So Rav Nachman Amar Baravua hachal begizas bechor balmum askinon shenasarvu begizei chulin. We're not talking about animals get mixed together. We're talking about gizos, shearings get mixed together. So you have a shearing of a bechor balmum gets mixed together with other shearings of chulin animals. Uman Tanakama, who's the Tanakama? Rabbi Yehuda, Yidam Nishpatu, Asri Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda holds that when it's shechted, after it's shechted, those shearings that were removed beforehand are aser. Rabbi Yossi, the Tamei, Yidam Nishpatu, Shari Rabbanan. And there's Rabbi Yossi, the Shitaso, in our Mishnah, where Rabbi Yossi says that if it's shechted, no, it's all going to be mutter in that case. The Katani Yevukar, and it says Yevukar, my Yevukar. What does it mean, Yevukar? Lav imum kavua imum overu. So it says, check it. What does it mean, check it? Doesn't it mean, see if whatever mum it has is a mum kavur or a mum over, even though mumcha was never matirit, that it's good enough, that you don't need hataras mumcha like we said before? Samar of a lo, yivukar itur mumcha, in vi lo lo. Yivukar means check into its history, not check the mum out yourself to make your own determination. determination, check to see whether a chacham was ever matched that mum or not. He saw the Rav Amram Lishmaita come to Rabbi Yirmi Amar Bavloi Tipshay Mishum Diasvi Bar the Chashucha Amr Lishmaita the Mechashkan. He says, what a stupid thing the Babylonians say, since they live in a dark land, they say dark things. Lo Shmielu Hadam Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Amr Rabbi Yochanan Machlokas Pishabadak Velamatza. The whole machlok is only if they checked and they couldn't find. They couldn't find a mum. V'kamif v'plok the Rameir Rabbanan. They're arguing the machlok Rameir and the Rabbanan. The Tnan Shai Rameir Amar Kol Davar Shai Becheskas Tuma. Any time you had an area that was Becheskas Tuma, it always remains b'cheskas tuma until you find exactly where that tuma is. The chum say, no, you could check the whole field, look for tuma. If you don't find any, so then there's no tuma there. Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan machlok shabadik umatza. The machlok is if you checked and you found. The kamifli plukta the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and that's what they're arguing about. A different machlok is if you found. Do you assume you found everything, or do you assume there's more? The tani sada shavu b'kever niklas b'tocha tame. You go into such a field where you lost a kever, your tameh, nimtza b'tocha kever. If you find the kever there, niklas b'tocha tar, then you can assume you're tar, because you, as long as you avoid that kever. Shani Amar, who kever shavad, who kever shenimtza, divi Rebbe. You can assume you found the only problem in the whole field. Rishon Gamliel Amar Tibadei Kalas HaDekulim. Rishon Gamliel says, no, you got to check the whole field. You can't assume that what you found was the only problem. There might have been another problem as well. Okay, so he continues, we'll pick up tomorrow.